without the one which he puffed up, without the one which he puffed up, was there? That's a metal call, matching metal call, puff without the one which he puffed up.
KF8ENF, testing.
NAPZT. KF8ENF, mobile. KF8DAM, mobile.
WSAP calling from G-Sport. Anybody on frequency? Is this the... Potoski repeater?
Yeah, I'm on the
Potoski
repeater.
Okay, cool, thanks. Oh, sorry if I didn't throw off the Whiskey Sierra Papa. I just wanted to double check this. I saw it on the frequency memory here and it flipped through, so thanks a lot.
73. KFAENF, Potoski 19 is also linked with the Sheboygan repeater and the Mackinac repeater and one down in Traverse City as well, if you're not familiar with that. So you'll have a wide audience when you're on this one.
Okay, thanks. Whiskey Sierra Papa, name is Dave, and thanks for the information, and I'll keep that in mind. Thanks. 7:30.
Copy that, Dave. Have a great day. KFAENF, clear.
WSAP testing.
Kilo 4, Mike, monitoring.
VSU, DMR, Northern Michigan Link System.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Quebec, Mike, last station. Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Quebec, Mike, last station calling. Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Quebec, Mike, last station calling.
JDA-ADJ mobile testing.
Quebec station calling, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Quebec Mike.
Yeah, it's Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Delta Juliet. I'm mobile and giving a test on the radio here, doing some work on it.
Yeah, roger that. Signal strength. I'm not sure how well I'm coming in. I'm at a football game. You're coming in at 8, 84 WQM, 73.
You're coming in, you're a little broken, but I can understand you're in the repeater pretty low, a little broken, but you're good. Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Delta Julia, 3.
KFAENF.
8FJW, I'm monitoring.
KF.
KF8ENF, monitoring.
K8ZAT, good afternoon.
Hey Chris, how's it going?
No complaints so far this afternoon, yourself?
Yeah, it's a beautiful afternoon. I just sparked up a Perdomo and sitting on my front porch.
Doesn't get much better than that now, does it?
Yeah, it's pretty all right, man. Enjoying it.
How'd your trail clearing excursion go this morning?
It went very, very well. We started where we left off last time, where it was kind of just a wall of trees, and then after we broke through that, it was a little bit more intermittent, and we had made about a half a mile of progress today, and we got to a spot where, I don't know if you've probably seen the pine plantations around the county are all just being harvested just before the pine bark beetle gets into them. So we are stopping our efforts at the pine plantations, which there are many of them. So we've got all of the trail cleared except for the pine plantations in our area, and we're just waiting for the loggers to clear them.
Yeah, I noticed over by Boyne Highlands, they logged a lot of stuff off just north of Brutus Road. I guess I didn't even realize the golf course went in back behind those pines, but yeah, it's pretty much all clear in through there now.
Yeah, and typically when there's a timber sale that the DNR is involved in, and there's a trail like the North Country Trail that goes through it, we get a heads up and we go out and mark the trail, and then in the contract, the logging companies are supposed to maintain the trail and avoid damage to it. But because this is just such a fast and, you know, they got to get this timber off the ground and salvaged, a lot of that's going by the wayside. So where our trail goes through these pine plantations that have already been logged, it's just a disaster. There's just all kinds of trash and junk all over. You can't even see the trail. And of course, all the trees that had our trail markings on them are gone, so it's pretty much going to be a reroute through a lot of those places for us, building new trail. Did I lose you, Chris?
Nope. I don't know what I got into. All of a sudden, I got a bunch of crap on my elbow, and I don't know what it is. Oh, yeah, that's kind of unfortunate that you lost all your signage for your trails in there. That's probably kind of work getting that all back up.
Yeah, so if you've ever been on the North Country Trail, it's marked with paint, 2-inch wide by 4-inch high blaze. And, of course, that's on trees. So when the trees are gone, yeah, your trail markers are gone too. So I don't do the painting. There are other people in our trail chapter that are much better at that. I stick to the chainsaw stuff and you know, doing manual clearing. So, yeah, we'll have to go through and reblaze a lot of areas, and in the spots that have no more trees, we'll have to get some posts out there and dig them in.
Well, I guess that won't be so horrible then. At least then if you put it on posts in there, you don't have the worry of losing the trees in the future, I suppose.
Well, those areas where the trees were marked, they've been clear cut, so there are no more trees, and it's just a big field of stumps, which is, I mean, I get it, it was necessary, but man, did I love all of those pine plantations around northern Michigan, and it's just a pity that that they all got damaged so bad in that storm.
Yeah, that's kind of the, my thought with the whole thing, you know, the storm and everything that happened and all that, I really didn't mind a whole lot, to be honest with you, but the devastation of the trees was just sad to see, because I don't care where you look, you see it anymore.
Yeah, we're going to get a good reminder of it here in a couple months when all these leaves fall, and we'll be able to see those ugly, busted-off tops and the ones that are still hanging. I've got one right across the street from me that is probably up 50 feet, and it's hanging off at a 90-degree angle and just waiting for that dead part of that trunk to rot through, and then that thing's going to come crashing down in the road.
Well, Lisa and I were talking, and, you know, she brings up a really good point that I was surprised that once the full leafage got out on all the trees, that extra weight didn't bring down a bunch more. I kind of figured there'd be a, or, you know, she kind of figured there'd be a whole bunch more come down once we got the leaves all out, but I didn't see a whole lot up around our area anyway, but I'm sure it happened somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, what if we get, I don't know how much leaves weigh on a tree, especially if they get wet. Pretty good point, but I don't know. I didn't see a whole lot of that activity either. Been pretty windy the last couple of days, and I've seen a couple of extra branches down here and there, but nothing major.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that we're seeing is just stuff that has been broken off and just up in the trees and is finally getting work loose.
I'm really concerned about everything that's on the ground, and as that dries out, it's going to turn to fuel, and if we get a spark up here, you know, that fire is not going to stop until it gets to Lake Huron.
Yeah, agreed. I was kind of glad to get through the fourth as easily as we did with very minimal fire issues. I was kind of worried about that because sometimes people aren't the smartest in the world when it comes to using fireworks.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Idiots holiday unite.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I was here, I don't know, I guess it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were out riding around, and I'd made the comment to Lisa that, oh, you don't seem to have any tent worms this year at all. And then, man, this week I'm going around on test drives and whatnot. They are all over the place.
Yeah, I guess I haven't noticed that. Maybe just the places I'm frequenting, I'm not seeing them. I don't know. Didn't see any in the woods today, that's for sure.
That's good. The poor forest can't... It doesn't need another harsh incident like that right after the beating that took in the spring, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, shifting gears a little bit, I solved my Windows computer problem.
And what was our fix for that? What did you do to solve that problem?
Say again, we doubled there.
I just asked what your solution was.
I don't usually shop at Walmart, but I went onto their website to see what they had in cheap Windows laptops. I found a 50-inch, I think it's an HP laptop, running Windows 11 for $219.
Well, you can't hardly say no to that.
You having a problem with your PTT? You keep breaking up on me.
I don't think so. Let me see. All my connections seem to be tight and everything. Maybe I'm just moving it away from my mouth too much.
Yeah, I heard you loud and clear there. Are you reading me okay?
Oh, yeah. You're coming in full bars.
Yeah, I've got that crossband repeater frequency programmed into my new DMR radio, so that seems to be working quite well.
So now it's just a matter of getting all your software downloaded onto that, and then you got your programming computer all set up, then, eh?
Exactly. And the story doesn't stop there. So anyway, I found this cheap laptop for $219. It's on sale, right? And I start looking at, I can pick it up in the store, or I can have it delivered for $20. And it's going to be here at 4 o'clock today.
That's worth $20 not having to go to Walmart, that's for sure.
Reading my mind full bars, my friend. I'm like, do I have to get in the car and drive all the way across town through Bayview, all the traffic, and, you know, then have to go actually into Walmart? No, for the low, low price of $19.99, they will bring it to my door. Sign me right up.
definite win there. Well, that's cool, man. That will really release your, or, you know, give you a whole bunch of capability for doing a lot of different programming and stuff. That's awesome, man.
You know, I can build code plugs and customize them for other people. If you and Ryan decide that you want to get one of these radios and play around with it too, can get you up and running in no time. So it'll be good.
You got to love it when a plan comes together. I forget what the guy's name was on the 18, but he always said that.
Yeah, you're clipping their first part of your transmission, but I think you're talking about Hannibal Smith, who loves it when a plan comes together.
That is correct.
Chris, I'm going to switch HTs here. I'm only getting part of your transmissions every time. Hang on. Chris, how do you read?
You are super scratchy on there. Real staticky, and your volume is really low.
All right, how do you read me now?
Crystal clear. Perfect on there. K8GAP for station identification.
I accidentally had my HT tuned directly into the repeater, so on low power with my HT and a stubby little antenna, I was still able to get into that repeater, and you were able to hear me.
That's clean living right there. That's clean living.
So what do you got going on the rest of the weekend, man? What are you working on today and tomorrow?
Oh, I was just doing a few little projects around here today. I was going to go cut wood this morning, but it was raining here till about 8:30, so I got put on hold, so I'll probably do that tomorrow. But, yeah, just doing a few things around here, cleaning up the pole barn a little bit. It's a mess, and I haven't devoted enough time to it.
Yeah, I got some rifles I need to clean up a little bit. Took a trip to the range late yesterday afternoon with my buddy Bruce to work on his long-range game before we go on this elk hunt in November. So, yeah, I've got some odds and ends like that I got to do. But you know what? That might wait until tomorrow when it's supposed to be raining.
Yep, those are good rainy day indoor projects, cleaning firearms. Anyway, I probably should do that too. It's been a little bit since I've paid them any attention.
Take good care of you.
Well, I hate to cut this short, but I'm being summoned to the interior of the abode. So I will say goodbye for now, and we'll probably talk to you tomorrow at some point. K8GAT, clear in your final.
Have a great afternoon. We'll see you down the wire, KFA-ENF.
F-A-E-N.
50 Alpha 4, Oscar Tango Lima.
Enough? Enough? Testing. NF testing.